This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you sit there at that traffic light, how did I know you were idling there at the red light right now? Here's some data. AAA, the Automobile Association, says it costs roughly 57 cents to drive a car 1 mile. That number jumps when you're stuck in traffic, and it jumps when drivers are stuck waiting for a lot of red lights. City planners are trying to help by installing new traffic signal technology. Amy Kiley of Public Station WABE looks at why Atlanta is spending millions on this.
The whole infrastructure project is called Renew Atlanta. Its general manager, Faye DiMassimo, takes me on a drive through Atlanta's midtown to explain how the traffic signals would work.
Signal optimization simply means that we're making sure that the timing of the signals is moving traffic through the corridor in an efficient way.
That includes cars, but also bikes and pedestrians. Last year, Atlanta voters approved $250 million in bonds for Renew Atlanta, and the largest chunk of funds will help modernize these old traffic lights.
The signals really don't know what's going on right now.
That's Georgia DOT engineer Kathy Zahol, who's along for the ride. The last major system-wide traffic upgrade in Atlanta was for the 1996 Olympics. Zahol says since the technology is old, operators have to manually program the lights on-site. That's okay for planned events like rush hour, but not unplanned ones like accidents.
They probably, based on what's the age of the signals, couldn't accept that input because of the age of the equipment.
Think of the signals like cell phones. If you want internet access and the latest apps, you need a smartphone. And if you want the latest traffic technology, you need new lights. The problem is the price of each light starts at about $100,000. To see what that buys, DiMassimo and Zahol walk to an intersection with one of Atlanta's many streets named Peachtree. Here, DiMassimo notices a car running a red light.
You're going to see people not making risky moves, risky turns, or speeding up to try to get through the intersection.
The new lights are supposed to help traffic move in packs, with fewer stragglers trying to speed through reds. They're built to coordinate with cameras and metal detectors to see cars, bikes, and pedestrians. They can communicate with each other to prevent backups, and operators should be able to program them remotely. The lights are in the design phase now, but should be ready in about a year. In Atlanta, I'm Amy Kiley for Marketplace.